Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out our blog. Thank you for all of you who've been using all of our resources. I'm thanking you because it's good for both of us. It's good business for me to have you visit our site. We like it when you do that, and it's good. It's heartening to me. It makes me feel gratified to know that we're doing some things that benefit you, that will help you. And it's good for you because you're going to get smarter. When you show up at my site, if you're a small business owner or want to be, or if you work for a small business, even customers, small business customers, could benefit from the things that we do and from our website. And so when you do that, you're going to get a little smarter, I think, and it will help you, I believe, to avoid the business obituaries, which, as you know, I've been talking about for a number of weeks now, because I'm still upset about this thing that the SBA reported recently, and that's that 50% of small business owners used to fail. And the businesses used to close up in 5 years. Now they're closing up 50% in 4 years. And that's a shocking number. That's a very disturbing number to me. It's a very unsettling number to me. It breaks my heart because I know about the damage that a business failure causes. I know what it looks like. I've seen it, and I've seen it on many levels. I know the faces of the people who it happened to. I know who their children are, what their children's names are. I know what happened 5-10 years later. Some of it was, they recovered, some of them didn't. It can be ugly. And so I take this very seriously, and I want to do what I can to prevent you from being there. And by the way, just because you go beyond 5 years or 4 years doesn't mean that you're out of the woods. I mean, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a small business owner, you're never more than one bad decision, one big mistake, I should say, not little ones probably, but you're never more than one big mistake from being in those obituaries, those business obituaries, because we're all undercapitalized. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We're all undercapitalized, and one wrong decision that we make, one mistake that we make that's too big, that's bigger than our capital ability to overcome that. And because that's how most mistakes are overcome. If when a big company makes a mistake, they've got so much capital resources that they can overcome that, because they just ride it out with the cash and that they have, the capital access that they have. Remember when Coca-Cola brought out the new Coke, and they were going to discontinue the old Coke, and it was almost a corporate meltdown? Well, they lived to tell about it, and they lived to live through that because they had so much capital. They were so well capitalized. You and I make a blunder like that, and we're out of here. So it's easy, though, to think about, when we're thinking about these blunders, I'm not talking about things now. Right now, I'm not talking about things that you and I do that's an absolute mistake. That's something that when there was no way we could help it, there was no way we knew how we could deal with it. It was something that was just unavoidable. Something that was some external influence, some issue that happened, totally unavoidable. If that happens, c'est la vie. You know, what will be, and that can happen to anybody. But let's not wind up in the business obituaries because of something that we could have known about. That's the thing that you and I are talking about right now. This is what you and I do every day on the show, is talk about things that are known, elements, fundamentals of running a business, various elements, tools, skills, perspectives, whatever it might be, best practices. Whatever those things may be, you and I must know these things as quickly as we can and as well as we can, so that we don't wind up in the business obituaries. And that's the reason why I'm focusing on these marketplace fundamentals like I am. And earlier in the week, when I was talking about how to make sure that you understand what your customers are worried about, what keeps them up at night, what's the big challenge, what's the thing that could take them down, what's the big thing that if they don't pay attention to it could take them down, that causes them to have to make adjustments, to have to make changes, to cut back or to move left or right. What are those things? You and I need to know what those things are. And we need to be asking our customers what they are. And the reason is because when they have to move, they're going to need to take certain members of their extended organization, which includes vendors, they're going to have to take certain people with them as they move. And only the ones who move fast enough and proactively enough and seem like they're part of the solution will go. The rest of them will be left behind. And I don't want that to happen to you. And the way you do that is to become integrated. Now, let's talk about that word integrated. If you're a vendor, if you're selling, and if you're selling something to a customer, you're a vendor. And by definition, that's what you are. But that's not a great place to be. You might think it's a good place to be because you got a customer. That's a good thing, right? Of course it is. But it's not really where I want you to be. I want you to be an integrated vendor partner. I'd like for you to write those three words down. Integrated vendor partner. And the reason I want you to do that is because if you are an integrated vendor partner with your customers, that means you're doing more than just dropping off your stuff at the back dock, so to speak. And that's a metaphor. The back dock thing could be a metaphor. Maybe that's exactly what you're doing, but it could be that you're not dropping off the back dock, but that's the analogy I'm using. So whatever it is, however you're delivering your stuff to your customers, if all you're doing is delivering it, dropping it off, sending them a bill, and collecting your money, and maybe doing some follow-up customer service and fixing things if they don't get fixed right, you know, don't get delivered properly or whatever, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's being a vendor. When we come back after these messages, I want to talk about how you can become an integrated vendor partner so that when your customers have to move, and they are moving, ladies and gentlemen, the 21st century, they're moving fast. You've got to be able to move fast with them. Otherwise, you'll wind up not having that customer, and you might then wind up in the obituaries. 20 out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about marketplace fundamentals, business fundamentals. These are the fundamentals. Folks, these are the things that I'm talking about in the last few weeks and the next few weeks, a couple of times a week. These are the things that are known. These are the issues. These are the fundamentals. These are the best practices. These are the things that are known and have been known for a long time, with plus me mixing in how they've morphed, how they've evolved, how they're changed a little bit for the 21st century. And I'm talking about making sure that you become an integrated vendor partner with your customers, not just a vendor. You know, a vendor to a customer is like a bus. It's like a bus route. Another one comes along in 6 minutes. If I miss this one, if I don't do business with this guy today, right now, you know, in about 6 minutes, another one's going to knock on my door to sell me something. Or in 6 seconds, I can find another one on the internet. That's what a vendor is. A vendor is like, I mean, it's almost like you're an itinerant business person out there. You're just wandering around like a tinker or I don't know, you know, a traveling salesperson just wandering around hoping to pick up a sale somewhere. That's kind of what you are. If you haven't if you haven't instilled a sense of value added, that the customers are getting some value added when you do business with them, if your customers don't have feel a little bit of, if they think about you, when they think about you, and they think about the possibility of you not being there, if that doesn't cause them to worry a little bit, then you're not an integrated vendor partner. You're just a vendor. And it's not to say that you don't have some customers out there. All of us have customers where we're just a vendor. We can come and we can go. But we must have a core group of customers where we are integrated into their business, where we are part of what they do, and we perform certain functions that they haven't hired someone to do. They count on us to do that. It's very important to them that we not only are still in business, but that we show up and that we do our job. Because if we didn't do our job as an integrated vendor partner, their operation wouldn't function. They couldn't serve their customers. That's the level of relationship that you want to have with your customers. Now, why do you want that? Well, hopefully, I mean, obviously, you should be getting this. Why you would want it. It's obviously, it sounds like a good thing, right? Well, it certainly is, because remember what I said about what customers have to do sometimes when they have to make quick decisions. They have to move. They have to change. They have to go from this to that. They have to move left instead of right. When they make those moves, they have to take certain people with them. And if they're having to move fast, those people they take will have to move fast. And that needs to be you. And if you're a vendor, they won't be likely to take you with them, because when they get to where they're going, there'll be other vendors there waiting on them. But if you're a vendor, an integrated vendor partner, when you get to that level, that's when you will be able to, they'll be saying to you, this is where we're going, be prepared to go with us. And so regardless of what's happening to them, regardless of where they're moving to, whatever it is, the change that's going through their company, you're going to be part of that. You're going to be part of the solution, because you have shown them that you're not just delivering product or service to them. You actually know what it is that their company does, and you're acting as a vendor. You're acting in a way that's adding value. You've actually gone to them and said, you know, I want to be part of part of the solution. And they've given you a little piece of the action. They've given you a little piece of their operation. As you may have heard me say in the past, 30 years ago, if you walked onto a plant, 100% of the people on the grounds of that plant doing work were employees. Today, they're not. Today, only the people on those plants who are employees are the people who are doing the absolute core competencies of that company, the things that must be done by employees. The other things are being done by vendors, by vendor partners, people who have been allowed in to take a piece of that action. And those are the people that will not lose the business when a change happens in the company, because they're actually, oftentimes, they're at the meeting, they're sitting at the table at a meeting where the decisions are being made to move left or right, to go forward or backward, to paint the flagship yellow or to leave it like it is. They're actually contributing to the decision. You can do that, ladies and gentlemen. You can be that kind. And depending on what kind of a company you have, little teeny tiny company to a larger small business, if you'll think about what I'm saying, and you'll just take the things I'm saying metaphorically and apply them to your business. Think about your customers. What can you do? Just ask yourself, what can I do to add value to my customers? And you'll help them solve problems. And when you help them solve problems, and when you help them save money, and you do a good job, when they move, they'll take you with them, and then you'll become an integrated vendor partner. Quick break, 29 after, right back with Rich Galen right after these messages. Stay with me. Everybody, 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 everybody blue when they
Arity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.